أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين إنا أنزلناه قرآنا عربيا لعلكم تعقلون صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening verses, verse number 1 and number 2 of Surah Yusuf. By and large, Surah Yusuf is a Makki Surah that was revealed before the Hijrah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of the commentators have stated that Surah Yusuf, like in order of recitation, comes after Surah Hud. So its revelation had also taken place after Surah Hud. The approximate time in the Makki period of the revelation of Surah Yusuf, some have stated it was towards the latter part of the Makki period, in the time of Amul Huzn, after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lost our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and his uncle Abu Talib, both of them in different ways had given and lent different support to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their loss was a source of great grief to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was at that point in time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed the surah. Also remember that their loss was after the boycott that had taken place on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family. So that is about the approximate time of the revelation of the surah. Some ulama have stated that the shan-e-nuzul, the backdrop, the circumstances in which the surah was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was that he was asked the question by some of the Yahud that visited him, that how is it that Israel, that is Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, he lived in Canaan. Canaan today, what we hear so much about the West Bank, other parts of Israel, also parts of Syria, parts of Lebanon, all of that actually makes up the place called Canaan. Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam was born there, he hailed from Canaan. Then how was it that the Banu Israel, the children of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, had reached Egypt? What was it? What was that incident? Now understand that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was ummi. He had not studied under any person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not read any kitab. And then for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to unfold this entire incident, and this is also amongst the reasons that we will find that the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is all in one place in the surah. Just the name Yusuf in Surah An'am, in Surah Ghafir, Surah Mu'min, these two places the name of Yusuf alayhi salam appears, but in a different context, not in the context of his incident. The whole incident is in sequence in this surah, and they state that it was because of this question that had been posed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is in the wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, this question had come up to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The response was this entire surah. The amazing aspect of the surah also is in Durr-e Manthoor. Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahumullah narrates an incident that a Yahud, this was now after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he'd come to Madinah Tayyiba, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam recites this surah. A Yahud hears Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recite this surah. He was a person of knowledge. He goes to the others and he explains to them that this recitation is exactly as it is in the Torah. In other words, the sequence of events, etc., and even more, what is not found in the Torah. So these other scholars came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with this person, And they requested Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite from Surah Yusuf. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited, and they had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in short, one is the consoling of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, granting him solace. On the other hand, it also proves the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alif Lam Ra. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows best its meaning. Ulama like Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah has stated that in every of the past kitabs, there was always something between Allah and that particular Nabi that was a secret. And in the Quran we find that this is the secret between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tilka ayatul kitabil mubin. These are the verses of the very manifest, very open kitab. In other words, when we look at the hukam, when we look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has explained the verses in the Quran Sharif, it is absolutely clear, it is manifest. More important here in Surah Yusuf is that we will find it is narrating, what we will call akhbar, is giving us information. But in that information are many hukam, many ahkam and laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu Qur'anan Arabiya. Certainly we had revealed it as an Arabic Qur'an, a Qur'an, a recitation in Arabic. The people that asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the question were Yahud, but they were Arab Yahuds. The people that listened to the Quran was also Arab, the Quraysh of Makkah. And of course, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Arabic. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. So that you may understand. What would you understand? That this kitab is from Allah, this Nabi is from Allah, and you will understand the various ahkam, various laws that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.